47, verse 1, 47, verse 1 said, "Afterward, he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate, by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over." Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look to the Lord today in prayer. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you, God, for your holy presence and for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that we feel and we sense in this place. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we are a people that are hungry and thirsty. And you said, "They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled." Lord, you said, "Open wide thy mouth and I will fill it." So here we are today, Lord, hungry and thirsty, ready to receive from you whatever you have to say. Open our hearts, open our ears, and open our eyes. And Lord, do a perfect work in us, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. The study, the Word of God, what I opened to you today and what I shared with you, this river that we saw in the book of Ezekiel speaks of progression. How many noticed that he started with the ankles, but he didn't stop at the ankles? He continued on to deeper waters. He made progress. Hallelujah. Somebody look at your neighbor today and tell him, say, "Neighbor,
neighbor,
I'm making progress.
I'm making progress."
Say, "Neighbor,
neighbor,
I really am making progress." Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody just needs to tell yourself even, "I am going somewhere. I'm in transition." Hallelujah. Yeah, the bottom line is I'm not everything I want to be. That's the truth. But I'm making progress. I'm not where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. Yeah, I'm not at Z yet, but thank God I'm not at A anymore. Hallelujah, I've left A. I'm somewhere in the middle, working my way through, Lord and God. Hallelujah. I may not be a butterfly yet, but thank God I'm not that ugly old crawly worm that I used to be. Hallelujah. I'm in transition, and I'm making progress. Glory to God. Is anybody glad that you're making progress? Amen. You may not feel like it, and I know the devil, he'll come along and try to tell you, but I just came to tell you today, you're making progress. And the Bible says that this river went from ankle deep to knee deep to waist deep to a river that could not be passed over. It could not be crossed over, and waters that you had to swim in. Oh, hallelujah. And I just stopped by to tell somebody in this house today that you ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at somebody and say, "Neighbor, I'm on my way. I'm going somewhere." Yeah, see, you can sit around on the bank or you can splash around in ankle-deep water, but I've already made up my mind, there's more and I want it. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I wish you'd just look at somebody and tell them, "I'm going to make it." Hallelujah. Now tell them, "You're going to make it." Glory to God. Yeah, you're going to make it. You may have hit a rough spot in life. It may seem like you're going to drown, but I came to tell you, you're not going to drown. You're not going down. You're not going under. Friend, listen to me. God has invested too much in you to let you throw in the towel. God has invested too much in you to let you throw in the towel. He has invested too much in you to quit. He's invested too much in you to let you drown. There's too many mothers' prayers that have been invested in you. There's too many churches' prayers that have been invested in you. There's too much prayer. There's too much fasting. There's too much concern. There's too much much love. God has invested too much in you to let you drown. Look at somebody, say, you're going to make it. I'm prophesying to somebody today who's in a hard place. And the devil's telling you it's not worth it. You're not going to make it. But I came to tell you it's going to get better. Oh, sometimes on the way to the honey, you get stung a few times. Sometimes on the way to the honey, you might have to get stung, but it's worth it. There's some things that you're struggling with right now that in a little while you're going to look back and you're going to say, I can't believe that that was ever an issue with me. Hallelujah. Oh, because I'm going somewhere. Tell somebody I'm going somewhere. Say, you better get out of my way. I'm going somewhere. Say, you can come with me. Or I'll go without you. But I'm going somewhere. Yeah, well, when we study the scriptures, we find that the ankles speak of an end to the old. They speak of an end to the old, but not really anything new happening yet. An end to the old, but not really anything new happening yet. Or we could say it this way, saved, but still wrestling with sinful desires. Saved, but not too sanctified. Saved, but still selfish. Everything is about me. How many's ever heard that? Saved, in the water, but just barely. In the water, but still in control. In the water, but still got a bad temper. In the water, but still have issues with anger and unforgiveness. In the water, but still watching things that feed the old nature. In the water, but still listening to music that stirs the old desires. In the water, but still living by the desires of the flesh. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for His Word today. Now, you can tell people who are stuck in ankle-deep water. They're in the church. They're in the church, all right. They're in the water, but just barely. And you can tell people who are stuck in ankle-deep water because the water is always muddy around them. Mm-hmm. Because they're always stirring up something, yeah. They're always murmuring and complaining about something. It's either too cold, it's too hot, it's too loud, it's too bright, it's not bright enough, the seats are too hard, the seats are too close together. Oh my God, the preacher, he's too long-winded. The communion juice, oh, that communion juice is too sour. My God, can't you get some sweeter communion juice? And the crackers, they're too big. Do you know? I almost choked on that cracker last communion. Yeah, they're just stirring up the mud everywhere they go. People who are stuck in ankle-deep water get jealous when other people get blessed or promoted. You know, someone gets promoted in the church and instead of being happy for them, they form a stay-at-home committee. Then they come walking in the next Sunday and they come in with that attitude that I bet you missed me, didn't you? No, we really didn't miss you. We didn't miss those muddy waters at all. In fact, we enjoyed a little clean water. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It's the attitude. Somebody say, what's your attitude? Say, check your attitude. Now look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I think you better take another step. Yeah, take another step. Glory to God. You see, this is about progression. Amen. You're in the water, but just barely in the water. And it's time to take another step. Say, just keep on moving. See, the next level is the knees. And the knees speaks of worship and prayer and humility. And when we get to this point, the attention begins to shift from ourselves to Jesus. We're no longer worshiping the dictates of the flesh. Now we're seeking to please God. And the important thing to note is that the deeper you go in the water, oh glory to God, I feel the Holy Ghost. The deeper you go into the river, the less of the flesh you see. Hallelujah. The deeper you go in the river, the less control you have. The deeper you go in the river, the stronger the influence of the river's current becomes. The deeper you go in the river, and the further you get from the shore. Oh, glory to God. The deeper you get in the river, the less pull and influence of the things of this world have on you. Oh, I'm just telling you, neighbor, go ahead and take another step. Could somebody say, you better get moving? Yeah. Take another step. The third level that we saw in the scriptures, the river reaches the waist, the loins. In other words, he progressed to waist deep water. And the waist is really powerful. The waist speaks of the reproductive powers. When you speak of the loins, you're speaking of reproductive powers. It speaks to the fact that as the children of God, we should go beyond just being saved and even worshiping God, but we should also be reproducing ourselves. Oh, hallelujah. Let me make it clear for you. Jesus reproduced himself in 12 disciples, and we are to reproduce the Christ life that is in us. That's the ministry. That's what God intends, not just for the pastor to do. That's what every single one of us should be doing. Every single one of us should be discipling somebody. You should be discipling somebody. There should be somebody that you bring up under your wing, and you begin to instruct them and teach them in the ways of God and impart what you have into their lives. Every child of God should progress to the point that they are mentoring others in the faith. Hallelujah. Somebody say, take another step.
Take another step.
Notice Ezekiel, the man of God, was being led into this progressive revelation and experience of the Spirit of God. With this in mind, you have to realize that it was Ezekiel's choice. Notice in the scripture that as we read, no one was behind Ezekiel pushing him, nor was anyone in front of him pulling him. He had to take steps to move into deeper water. In other words, to go on, he had to leave where he was at. Hebrews 6:1 says, therefore, leaving or going on from the principles of the doctrine of faith or Christ, let us go on unto perfection or maturity. This is what keeps many of God's people from making any real spiritual progress. They don't want to grow up. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor.
It's time
to grow up. This is what keeps people from growing and from making progress. They don't want to become responsible and dependable. Oh my God, I said a mouthful right there. They don't want to leave the comfortable and the familiar. They would rather stand flat-footed in ankle-deep water where God has been than to have to swim into the unknown where God is doing something new. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want the new. I want to get into the realm of God's goodness and glory, and I want to see what God is going to do. I've already seen what he's done, my friend. I've already been back there where he's been. I don't want to live in the past, in the ashes of a past move of God, always talking about a revival that used to be, always talking about what God used to do, always talking about how God used to move, about how the church used to be filled with the glory of God. I come to tell you, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house, and we're just about to see the greatest revival that we have ever seen. This river originates from under the altar. That's where it came from. The river symbolizes the life of the Spirit for the believer. The life of God for the believer begins in prayer, is maintained through prayer, and it's increased through prayer. I asked the Lord one time, I said, God, I want the anointing. He said, you want the anointing? I said, yeah, I want the anointing. You know, I've seen anointed people, people who had the touch of God on their life, and they were anointed, and there was an empowerment on their life. And I thought, you know, if I could just get close to them, I could get it. And they would just rub off on me, you know. And I thought if I could just get close to them, they could lay hands on me, and they could just give me that anointing. I said, man, that's what I wanted, you know. Well, who doesn't, you know? That's the shortcut. But that, you know, that's the shortcut. But can I tell you, this is not a Blue Light special. This is not something you can run down to Kmart and get, and this is not something you just run through like cattle and get hands laid on your head and all of a sudden you've got what I got. The devil is a liar. If you want what I got, you're going to have to pay the same price I paid. I can give you a little bit. I can give you a touch, glory to God. Amen. But if you want this, you're going to have to do what I did. You're going to have to pray.
Right.
You're going to have to separate yourself. You're going to have to consecrate your life to God. You're going to have to live a separated, holy life. You're going to have to make up your mind that you're going to guard your eyes and guard your ears. And you're going to spend time in the presence of God. And you're going to lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset you and run with patience the race that's set before you. You're going to have to pay a price. And prayer is where you pay the price. So as I was praying, I was seeking God. I said, God, I want this anointing. I thought I could just get it, you know, by going to church and somebody lay hands on me. And somehow I got a hold of a book by E.M. Bounds called The Power of Prayer. And it was also called The Preacher in Prayer. And so I started reading that Bible and that book, and I found out from this man of God who was a general in the life of prayer. If you want the anointing, you got to pray. If you want the anointing to increase, you got to pray more. If you want the anointing to increase more, you got to pray more. You get what? How many heard that saying? You get what you paid for. Well, you get what you pray for. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. You will never be greater than your prayer life. The Bible says he measured again. The man with the line in his hand went forth and he measured again. That line is speaking of the Word of God. That line is the teaching and the preaching of the gospel. You'll never progress spiritually beyond your knowledge of the Word of God. Prayer is the great anointing, but great knowledge must come from the Word of God. If you want to go deeper with God, you've got to go deeper in the Word of God. Look at somebody, and in fact, touch somebody and tell them, I'm going deeper. Tell them I'm going deeper. Tell them I'm going deeper in prayer. I'm going deeper in the Word. I'm going deeper. Hallelujah. See, it's the responsibility of our preachers, our teachers, our ministers to stretch us and to expand our thinking. You know, some people, they get so comfortable in a certain way of thinking, a certain way of believing, that if somebody says something that's beyond what they believe and beyond what they think, then they automatically say, that's heresy. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't know all there is to know. And I found out that sometimes along the way, God challenges me. I found out sometimes I hear something I disagree with. And so when I get in the Word of God, I say, but you know what it makes me do? Here's the thing it tells me. Here's what it makes me do. It makes me go get my Bible and see if they told me the truth. Instead of just getting mad, puffing up like a bullfrog, going home and saying, well, that man is of the devil. I go home and get my Bible and say, now what about it, God? Was he right? Was he wrong? Is he preaching and teaching from the Sears and Roebuck catalog, or was that your word? And sometimes I find out that it was me that was wrong. I know it's a shock. I know it's hard to believe. But sometimes I discover it was me. And I find out that as I grow, there's some things that I used to think were right that I now know there is a greater truth. In fact, Paul said it this way, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. See, there's a time for us to grow up, and when we grow up, we grow out. Oh yeah, we grow out of some stuff as we grow into some stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's the responsibility of ministry to expand our thinking. And there'll be times that we hear things that challenge our present beliefs. And our spiritual progress will be largely determined by your ability and your willingness to let go of present belief to grasp greater truth. How many believe there's greater truth in here than what you know? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just scratching the surface. Many good Christians have died of sickness and disease because they were not taught the part of the gospel that generated faith for their healing, or they simply refused to let go of their traditions that sickness is God's will for them, that God uses sickness to chasten his children, and that God is glorified by his children suffering sickness. Many of God's people have lived a life of poverty and lack and struggle financially all their lives because they refuse to let go of the traditions that taught them that poverty is the mark of humility and that prosperity is evil and money will make you a bad person. Yeah. Friend, money won't make you a bad person. It's not money that makes you evil. It's the love of money that's evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Money is, you've got to have money to function in this world. You've got to have money to pay your bills. You've got to have money. The Bible says money answereth all things. If you're going to exist in this life and walk through this life and function in this life, you're going to have to know how to use money. But never let money be a god to you. Use money. Don't let money use you. Poverty is not a mark of humility. If poverty was a mark of humility, then all the people in India and all these third world countries and all the people that are living with no homes, they're homeless and they're begging, all these people would be the humblest people on the earth. But poverty is not a mark of humility. Poverty is the work of the devil. God's word says, I would that you prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers. The Bible said Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so you could be healed of any sickness and any disease, whether it's physical, mental, spiritual, or emotional. Jesus paid the price. Why would you want to be sick when Jesus paid for you to be healed? Why would you want to be poverty stricken when the Bible says he became poor so you could be rich? And there's some that have even gone so far, say, well, tongues, you know. I like that little church down there, but yet when they start talking in tongues, that's the devil. Isn't that funny? That this same Bible that teaches me about salvation, teaches me how to be saved by believing in Jesus Christ and repenting of my sins, receiving him as my personal Savior. This same Bible is the one that tells me and on the day of Pentecost, when they were all in one place in one accord, it said suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind, and cloven tongues like a fire set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My friend, it's not of the devil, it's of God. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. It's a ministry of the Holy Spirit. It's my ability to communicate with God. Somebody said, why do I want to speak in tongues? I couldn't even understand what I'm saying. Do you understand what you're saying? No, I don't, but God does. Hallelujah. But the best part about it is the devil don't either. You know, sometimes I'll be praying, and I'll be praying, and I'll be talking to God, and I'll be praying, and I'll be talking, and all of a sudden, I get a little whisper in my ear, says, did you know the devil is eavesdropping on you today? I said, what? He said, the devil is listening to you. And you know what? I said, oh, I'm going to pick him. So I just shift into another gear. I start praying in the Holy Ghost. I start praying in tongues. Oh, hallelujah! And you know what happens? The devil's tracking me. He's tracking me on his radar. He hears me. Oh, things are rough. Things are tough. Oh, God, I'm not sure what I'm going to do about this. And he's tracking me. He says, Oh, yeah, I know exactly where they're at. I know where they're going. And all of a sudden, I shift. I toko shaka banda soko rasebe ekete na boho shanda arlo sokanda ramohosha. And the devil goes, where'd he go? 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 I go clear off his screen. But you can't track me anymore. Oh, hallelujah. Because I go into stealth mode. Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! You know, some people they got this idea. But I was raised in church. I was raised in a Pentecostal church. Got this idea. Well, I can't speak in tongues unless the Spirit makes me do it. Well, Paul said, I will pray in the Spirit. I will sing in the Spirit. I will pray in tongues. I will pray in English. I will sing in the Spirit. I will sing in English. See, this I'm talking about getting into deeper water. Talk about getting into deeper water. See, I used to live in a place where I didn't really get much unless it jumped on me. Hallelujah.
If I got close to somebody that had some fire, then I'd get a little bit and jump off on them. Hallelujah. So it made me want to stay close to people that had the fire. Oh, but I found out one day, when I got the Holy Ghost, I got the fire. He said, "You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire." And my Holy Ghost came with fire. Hallelujah. And I carry that fire with me everywhere. I carry that fire with me everywhere I go. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I don't have to get close to you to feel the fire, but I want to get close to you because I want you to feel my fire, and I want to feel your fire, and I want our fire to get together, and when our fire gets up, hallelujah, when our fire gets together, we're going to have a forest fire. Glory to God, hallelujah. Somebody say, take another step.
Some are stuck in ankle deep waters. Can't worship God unless you sing out of a songbook. You put it on the wall. Put a song up on a wall, and their anointing dies. You come into the church. They say, "Boy, I felt God as soon as I walked in the door." Hallelujah. And then you put your song up on the wall. They said, "Where did the Holy Ghost go?" Well, give us that thing on the wall.
Right.
Or in the songbook.
Yeah. Praise Him anyway. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, I used to get upset. I see somebody out there, I'll be preaching, I see somebody that have their little phone in their hand, you know. And I thought, "Oh, they're the devil. They're texting during my preaching." And they were saying, "Well, you know, I found out they got the Bible on the phone." Now, when I first found out about that, I said, "That can't be of God." I said, "That cannot be of God that they would have the Bible on those phones. They need to open their King James Bible written on paper with ink and read along with me." And then I got one on my own phone. And I realized that God can use the phone. I had to take another step. Look at somebody say, "Take another step." Amen. Hallelujah. You know, still others, they've adjusted to the idea that dancing, you know, in church, that's ungodly, that's worldly. Those kind of activities, that's of the world. Then others, they come along, they take another step, and they graduated. And they say, "Well, I believe that God can do that, and God can bless you in a way like that, that you might want to dance, or you might want to jump, or you might want to run, but only if the Holy Spirit knocks you down." Only if the Holy Spirit kicks you, and you can't resist it. And so you know what we've done? We taught our people how to do this.
Yeah.
We taught our people how to sit there and resist until they can't resist anymore.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
The Bible says David danced before the Lord with all his might. Hallelujah. What does that mean? That means David made a decision. I'm going to praise the Lord in a dance.
Amen.
So the Bible said, praise the Lord in a dance. Now, let me just give you some pastoral instruction. If everybody else is just worshiping God, and you're going, "Woo!" That's out of order. You're bouncing off the wall. Everybody's, and 120 are saying, "Hallelujah." And you're like, "Woo!" Say, "Take another step."
there's people that say, you know, they say, and this one man one time, he got to running one time and he couldn't stop. He ran right through the wall. Put a hole in the wall. Then he said, the Holy Ghost made me do that. I said, what? Holy Ghost made me do that. Another guy, he's running over there and he's shouting and he's slamming his watchman. Bam! Shattered all the pieces. He said, well, thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost made me do that. Made me break my watch. That was a trophy right there, but the Holy Ghost had broke my watch. But it wasn't the Holy Ghost that did that. It wasn't the Holy Ghost that made that man put a hole in the wall. It, you know, somebody said, well, was the Holy Ghost all over him? Well, that may be so. But it's my response to the Holy Spirit. It's my yielding to the Holy Spirit. It's my response to the Holy Spirit. If I get to shouting and dancing and I fall into those drums and I break the drums or I fall over something and I break it or I break my leg, you don't say, well, the Holy Ghost broke his leg today. I don't know. We had a service. What kind of service did you have? Well, the Holy Ghost broke our pastor's leg. It was awesome. And then you get to the doctor and the doctor's looking at your leg. The doctor's working on your leg. What happened? Well, the Holy Ghost broke my leg. Take another step.
Oh, yeah. Just look at somebody and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
I love you. And say, neighbor, you can splash around in ankle-deep water the rest of your life if you want to. But as for me, I'm going swimming. Come on, give him some praise. Stand on your feet right now. Stand on your feet right now. If you're ready to go deeper with God, you're ready to take another step, you're ready to go into the deeper waters, you're ready to see what you've never seen before, experience God in a greater measure, a greater dimension, sell out to God, man. Give God 100%. Hold nothing back. Surrender everything so you can float, so God can carry you where He wants you to go. That's the problem with some of us. God's been trying to lead us. He's been trying to move us. The current has been rushing, but we've been fighting the current. We've been wrestling with God. We've been resisting. But God says, take another step. And when you get deeper in the water, there'll be less resistance. When you get deeper in the water, there'll be less fight. When you get deeper in the water, you won't have the struggle with the habits you've had. You won't have the struggle with the addictions you've had. You won't have the trouble and the struggle with the lust you've had. Because when you get deeper in the water, the Holy Ghost will begin to lift you up. He'll begin to carry you where you can't walk. He'll begin to lift you up and to take you into a place of victory and power and authority in your life. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands. Lift your hands and praise Him. We're going deeper today, God. We're going deeper into the water today. I'm not saying I understand it all, God, but I want to go deeper. I'm not saying that I've got it all figured out, God, but I want to go deeper. I want more of Your glory. I want more of Your presence. I want more of Your power. I want more of Your anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want everybody. Everybody in this house, if you said, man of God, I'm ready to take another step. I'm ready to take another step. Maybe you ain't even stepped into the water of salvation yet. Today you need to take another step. Come on to the front of this building. You say, man of God, I'm ready to take another step. I want to go deeper. I want to go higher. I want God to use me. I want more of His power, more of His glory. I want more of His anointing. I want more of His fire. I want more of His word. I want more knowledge. I want more truth. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That ought to be every believer's cry. That ought to be the cry of every believer's heart. I want to go deeper. I want to progress. I want to know You more. I want to know more about You, God. I want to experience You, Lord, in a greater way than I've ever experienced You. Oh, I want to go deeper. I'm going to take another step. I'm going to take another step. Nobody can make you do it. Nobody can force you into it. But you're making a choice. You're making a choice. I'm going to leave where I'm at. I'm going to leave where I'm at so I can get to where God is calling me. I'm going to leave where I'm at so I can get to the place that God has ordained for my life. I'm going to leave the muddy waters. I'm going to leave the ankle deep waters so I can get to the deeper things. So I can get to the will of God, the purpose and the plan of God for my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and point them this way. Come on, lift your hands and let's pray right now. Father, thank you for every person who has said yes today. For every person who has made a determination and a decision in their life to take another step. For every person in this house today who says, I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper into the glory. I want to go deeper into the glory of God. I want to go deeper, Lord, into the river. I want to go deeper, Lord God, into the name of God. I want to go deeper into the purpose. You're playing your little play. The river of your anointing, the river of your glory today. God, take us deeper. Take us deeper, Lord. Take us deeper, Lord. God, take us deeper. God, take us deeper. God, take us guarding deeper, Lord. Taking another step today. Another step in your will and your plan for our lives, God. God, thank you for Brad today, God. Lord, let's get out of yes to Jesus. I'm going to take another step.
Influence the world has, and the more influence heaven has,
I want you to lift your hands all over the building one more time. I'm going to thank Him today that He's calling us to go deeper. Father, thank You today. We hear the call and the summons of the Holy Spirit to go deeper. We hear the summons of the Holy Spirit to leave the shallow waters, to leave the ankle-deep waters, to press on, Lord, and to follow on into waters that we can swim in. Waters over our head today, Father. And Lord, we just say yes to You. Yes to Your will. And yes to Your plan, in Jesus' name. If there's someone here and you need prayer right now, you need prayer, you need a healing in your body, I want you to come. Our prayer team is here. We're going to pray with you. If you need a healing in your body, if you need something else that you need us to pray with, you need us to agree with you, we believe in the power of prayer in this church. We see miracles all the time. We want to agree with you. God is doing great things. God is doing great things. Hallelujah, Brother Duke. God bless you, brother. Anyone else? Anyone else? Sister Deborah. Listen, did you need prayer also? Or did you? Okay. Amen. 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 God is here. He's here to heal. Just come on up with us, and if you need prayer, we'll pray for you afterward. You need prayer? Okay. All right. All right. All right. Just lift your hands. Father, You know that's physical, it's spiritual, financial, whatever the need is today, God, we pray right now the power of God will come and You begin to minister to them right now. Begin to pour Your Spirit out right now. Begin to pour Your Spirit out and we'll touch right now. God, let the healing power of touch and heal. God, let Your power manifest in our life, Father. Make all things new in the name of Jesus. Thank You for a supernatural manifestation of Your Spirit. Come and in Jesus' name. Oh, God, thank You for doing this today, God. Lord, thank You, God, there is our presence. Lord, You are there for her right now. Lord, You still have all Your cares for me. Because I care for You, God. Lord, today, Lord, we thank You, God. We praise You for Your strength. Thank You for Your life, God. Lord, God, Lord, the power of God. Lord, Your presence. Manifest Your creature. Reveal Your love for Him, God.
Into the river, Lord, that we have taken steps today, and even those that haven't taken a step, God, they have been called and they have been summoned, and Your Spirit has bid them, Lord. And God, I pray You continue to deal with each one, God, and minister to them, Lord. Thank You, God, for salvation, for healing, for deliverance, for miracles, signs and wonders. Thank You for what You've done in this house today. Thank You for lives that have been changed, bodies that have been healed. Thank You for yokes that have been destroyed. We give You praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You're dismissed. Amen. Shake hands. Be friendly. Love one another. We come back at 5:00 tonight. Let's do it again.